Welcome along to the deep dive. This is where we take a source, maybe an article, maybe some research, sometimes like today, just a really interesting title, and we dig in to find the key takeaways for you. Think of it as your shortcut to getting genuinely clued up, hopefully with a bit of, you know, good conversation along the way. So today's deep dive starts with something incredibly simple on the surface, but it's actually, I think, pretty packed with meaning. It's just a title. Get this. Buying a Chevrolet in Dallas. Maximizing trade-in value. Pretty precise, right? Not just buying a car, not even just buying a Chevy. It's Dallas. It's Chevrolet. And the aim, explicitly getting the best trade-in value. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is how much that laser focus tells you immediately. It signals exactly what the person needs. It's not like broad advice they're after. This person, they have a really clear goal. Specific place Dallas, specific brand Chevy. And they're zeroed in on a very particular financial part of the deal, the trade-in. It just instantly shows how crucial, you know, local and financially specific information is for these big purchases, like getting a vehicle.
Absolutely. And when you see a title like that, it's like it's promising something really specific, doesn't it? You're not searching for a generic how to buy a car article. No, you're hunting for actual usable intelligence, how to buy this car in this town to get this financial result. So if we're really diving deep into this topic, what kind of concrete insights would that actually give someone listening?
Okay, well, let's break that down. If you're talking maximizing trade-in value for a Chevy, right away, you need to think beyond just the standard stuff like Kelley Blue Book or Black Book. I mean, those give you a starting point, sure, a baseline. But the real gold for someone trying to be smart about this is understanding the local market adjustments. For instance, certain Chevy models, think trucks, SUVs, they often hold value better in places like Texas. Why? Well, regional demand, how people use them there. So a proper deep dive would look into whether there's, say, a glut or a shortage of used Silverados or maybe Tahoes right now in the Dallas area specifically. That supply and demand thing, it can push your trade-in offer way more than any national average figure.
Right. So it's not just about the car itself, the Chevy, but how Dallas, the city, interacts with that value. How does that in Dallas piece really change things for maximizing the trade-in? Are there like specific dealership things or market quirks to know about?
Precisely. Yeah, the Dallas factor adds some really critical layers. Think about the big Chevy dealership groups there. Some might focus heavily on selling new trucks. Right, so they might be more aggressive, offer more on certain trade-ins because they want that specific inventory. Others might have big certified pre-owned programs, making them really keen on getting well-kept, lower-mileage cars and trucks. And you'd also want to consider local conditions that affect the car's condition. Like Texas gets hail, right? So how is that kind of specific local wear and tear, like potential hail damage, assessed by Dallas dealers? That could be different from how a dealer assesses it somewhere with a totally different climate. The valuable insight isn't just make sure your car is clean. It's about how those local factors impact the assessment and maybe what documents could help your case.
That's a really key difference. So it really comes down to going from general ideas to very specific actions.
Okay, so for someone listening, maybe they are thinking about buying a Chevy in Dallas or something similar where they live. What's like one really crucial bit of information this kind of focused approach suggests they absolutely need before they even talk to a dealer?
Well, they should definitely be researching recent used Chevrolet sales data, but specifically within the Dallas metro area, maybe even drill down to zip codes if they can. They need data for models that are comparable to whatever they're trading in. There are websites and tools now that offer local market insights, not just the broad national stuff. Those are invaluable. Knowing what similar cars have actually sold for nearby, not just the asking price you see online, that gives you huge leverage when you negotiate. It's way beyond just washing your car. It's arming yourself with its true localized market worth. So, what does this all mean for you listening to this? Well, even from something as simple as that title, we can pull out a pretty powerful idea. For big purchases, really any decision where you want the best outcome. Hyper-specific, local, detailed information is often way more valuable than just general advice. Kind of makes you pause and think about how you gather information for big decisions, doesn't it? Are you just looking for the standard best practices, or are you really digging into those nitty-gritty details that can actually make a difference in your situation?
Yeah, and this raises an important question, I think. Next time you're facing a major purchase or decision, are you going to be okay with just the general advice everyone gets? Or are you going to actively seek out that granular, localized information? The kind of detail implied by a title like Buying a Chevrolet in Dallas is that could really optimize things for you.
Exactly. Knowing the basics is fine. It's a start. But knowing how those basics apply specifically to your circumstances, your city, the exact thing you're buying, your financial aims, that's where the real advantage is.
Okay, that's it for this deep dive. We hope it gives you something to think about regarding the value of really specific knowledge. We'll catch you next time.